This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The 47th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast was held in Boston today. It's the nation's largest standing annual event commemorating the civil rights leader. Martin Luther King had strong ties to Boston, and while those in the room today gathered to remember his familiar message of activism and peaceful protest, there was also a sense of urgency. Here's WBUR's Shannon Dooling.
There was a clear theme at this year's MLK breakfast, a message that seemed well-received and almost craved by the audience of nearly 1,000. It was a message of resistance, and the more directly that message was presented to the crowd, the louder the cheers in the room. With President-elect Trump's inauguration only a few days away, Senator Elizabeth Warren set the tone, saying she's ready to fight Trump on the issues that matter most to her constituents. Invoking the names of previous civil rights leaders, Warren reminded those in the room of the importance of unified resistance.
John Lewis understood that. Dr. King understood that. They shocked the people of our nation. And now, more than ever, it is time for us to cause necessary trouble.
Despite harsh words about the incoming president's stance on immigration and health care, Warren told reporters that she will be at Trump's inauguration. But when asked whether she agrees with Congressman John Lewis, who recently questioned the legitimacy of Trump's presidency, given the charges that Russia tampered with the election, Warren hesitated.
What I agree with is that John Lewis is a man who has earned the right to have his view of Donald Trump's presidency and legitimacy.
Warren says she believes there are questions around Russia's involvement in the U.S. electoral process that must be answered. Warren's fellow Massachusetts Senator Edward Markey issued his own plea, calling on the revolutionary spirit of the state. Markey asked the crowd if it was ready for a new movement of resistance.
Will you be like the preceding Massachusetts generations that started the American Revolution, that started the abolitionist movement, that started the Freedom Riders movement? Are you ready here in Massachusetts to be the students of Dr. King, to be individuals of great conscience? Thank you all for what you are going to do in Dr. King's name. God bless Dr. Martin Luther King. God bless his soul. God bless his good works.
And many in the audience accepted that call to action. Renee Williams and Sherry St. Amant, both of Marlboro, say they've attended these breakfasts in the past, but this year feels different, especially following the election of a polarizing figure in Donald Trump.
And I think the call to action, and, you know, I certainly have been feeling that personally, and there's just so much to do, so I feel very inspired after listening to all the speeches.
It inspired me to make me want to volunteer, participate, to get into service, to put this action to work. We talk about it, and I talk about it, but now it's time to do some work.
Though he did not directly add his voice to the chorus of officials imploring resistance, Governor Charlie Baker did recognize what he says has been a messy and edgy clash of politics and policy. Baker says he's attending the inauguration because he was invited and that he's ready to stand up for the state.
And I plan to speak respectfully to folks at the federal level about issues I disagree with them on as well as issues that I agree with them on.
As the breakfast came to a close, everyone in the room stood together, some holding hands, to sing aloud a civil rights anthem Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made famous. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Doolin.